experiment right now that's been installed in one of the modules. And my colleague, Oleg Kononenko, has been working with that. We have only started it, so I can't tell you how it differs yet than what we have on Earth. But that experiment is growing crystals. It's called plasma crystal. It's growing crystals in a vacuum. And we'll be able to tell you more in a couple of weeks. Over. Christian, this is Dan. And currently, we are not doing any experiment on station involving fermentation processes on space. But that is a great question. It's something we should do. Over. Victoria, absolutely it does. This is something we have to be careful of because we all lose fluids. The circulatory system wants to fight the force of gravity, so it pumps fluids towards our head. Our body's response to that is to reduce the amount of fluids that we have. So we tend to lose more fluids overboard in a natural process, which makes us prone to orthostatic intolerance when we get back to Earth. Over. Great question. Krasina, we have not done that, at least not currently during this expedition. We have talked about that a lot, and we're talking about bringing seeds up, perhaps in the next crew or two. We might be able to do that. I think the volume would be low, but it would be a very important... Leonard, some of the great possibilities involve protein crystal growth. Also, we can do a lot of studies on fluid physics. We can do studies on combustion physics. Those processes in the weightlessness of gravity can be studied independent of convection effects, gravity-induced convection effects that we have on planet Earth. So we can learn a lot about basic science that way. Over. And if this was, what possibilities does the lack of gravity grant? I think I just answered that question. It's a wonderful opportunity to study combustion and fluids, mostly. Over. I think the next person would be Casper. Over. Casper, I think you asked, how does it feel to be flying in microgravity? It feels wonderful. It is one of the best aspects about being in space and one of the things that I love most. We fly like Superman every day. We wake up, we fly to work, we fly to the bathroom, we fly to the window, we fly to our experiments. It's absolutely wonderful. Over. I'm sorry, I did not copy that last question. Over. Please repeat. I think that was you, and it was, what are the different steps of assembling ISS? Most of ISS assembled right now. It's taken us 10 years and at least 40 rocket launches to get us to this point. And we've done it with spacewalks, we've done it with robotic arm on the space shuttle, we've done it with direct launch of modules from Baikonur on a proton launcher. Over. Monica, we can get earaches. We have to be careful. We have a special device inside our helmet that allows us to equalize the pressure in our sinuses, and we do that through a device called the Valsalva device, and it blocks our nose, and then we can essentially try to push air through our nose against blockage, and that clears our ears. You can do that on an airplane too. Over. Sierra Papa 2, Zulu India Echo, should we switch back to primary? The interference is getting bad here. What do you think? Over. This is OR4 ISS switching to primary frequency now. Switching to primary frequency. Over. To Zulu India Echo, this is OR4 ISS. How do you copy on primary? Over. Sierra Papa 2, Zulu India Echo, this is OR4 ISS. How do you copy? How do you copy? Over. Sierra Papa 2, Zulu India Echo, this is OR4 ISS. I'm sorry, I'm not able to copy you, but I think the next question will be from Michael, who's 11, who asked, did you dream to be an astronaut when you were a child? I did dream to be an astronaut when I was a child, but I never truly believed that I could do this. It wasn't until I was an adult, that I actually thought of applying for this job through NASA. And I'm glad that I did. And I think, and I...